Welcome to the Arcology Podcast's newest patrons-only actual play podcast, Ghouls in Las Vegas, using Shatter and Anarchy rules. Your GM for this evening is Carlton, featuring Domino, played by Nick, Hazelnut, played by Courtney, though you may know her as Vox, Mikey, played by Cliff, or Mr. Johnson if you prefer, that's me. Jesus, played by Ken. Vincent, played by RJ Thomas. And we welcome a new voice to our little band of miscreants, Heaven, played by Ava Rogers. Thank you so much for listening and for your support of the Arcology Podcast. Today, we bring you the heartwarming story of a girl, a ghoul, and her dog. A ghoul girl and a dog. The last thing I remember is Heaven was getting a call from someone who was investigating the disappearance of her sister.
Yeah, Shang Li, you guys met at the Dancing Flask and got some information that her name had been on a list of people trying to get clearance of the Transglobal site out in the Mojave. Let's see, you're also in the possession of a stolen delivery truck that you've taken back to your hidey hole, your somewhat fortified abandoned building.
It's not just a stolen delivery truck. I spent karma for that. But yeah, it's totally stolen.
And what was it, a FedEx delivery truck?
I probably painted over it by now. Actually, yeah, I might as well spend some time on that. I've got an art skill.
Are you going to graffiti it up or do something else?
I'm going to do, more subtle, work with it. It needs to not stand out too much, right? So it's going to have a corporate delivery van kind of look to it, but I'm going to make the design such that it's a critique of mega corporate culture. And, you know, how it's all about, like, a lot of running lines and whatnot, but none of them are actually going anywhere, and how it's all sort of corrupted and pointless. Anyway, I'm not sure if that'll come through to any of the viewers, because, you know, not everyone understands great art, and it's not really meant to. It's meant to just sort of fly under the radar, but anyway. So I painted up, like, a delivery van.
Okay. The true art connoisseurs will understand.
Let's see how well I roll here.
Possibly not.
Two hits, so it at least looks like a delivery van.
Culture hackers may take notice.
And probably criticize. They'll never understand my art. Anyway.
You're killing me, Cliff.
All right, so is there anything that you folks in particular needed to take care of today? I mean, now that you've tracked down that apparently Heaven's sister has a perfectly cromulent job doing something for a corporation, yeah, I'm sure that means that she's totally fine and needs no following up on whatsoever, right?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of pacing and cursing and waiting as Heaven's, you know, waiting for Jesus to track down her sister.
All right. Well, since Jesus is not physically with us, I guess he will have to be doing some NPC-ing type stuff in the background, the poor guy. And I can totally use him for plot purposes.
Oh, is he going to hit the purple node?
Not the purple node.
I forget, is it a hexagon or an octagon or something?
Dodecahedron, I can talk.
The squared dodecahedron?
Oh, worst are the heptagons and pentagons.
Oh, no!
Are you giving me ideas for the interior mural?
Yeah, he does some hacking and is able to pull out a little bit more data, given the clue that you picked up from your contact, Shang Li. It looks like the name on the list for Transglobal had her as an entertainer for a party. Looks like the manager who submitted the name is a Sebastian Poole. He's not actually a Transglobal employee, but is a third-party organizer.
What does that mean? Mikey says after hearing Well, no, wait, are you sharing that with us? Do we all get that information, or is that just...
She would share it. Sorry, you caught me off guard, and I about nearly fell off my stepladder trying to reach for my phone.
Oh my God.
No dying for the game.
That's right.
It's important, that's okay. But it's not that important.
The shelf behind me would catch me.
If you get injured, this will become part of the OSHA reporting standards.
Oh, no.
No one needs to know.
Oh, God.
You know, workplace injury, and then there'll be this one little, you know, one in the column, you know, playing games while at work.
They don't need to know that detail.
No, not at all.
And Domino.
But yeah, she will be sharing it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, so the Mikey's response is, what does that even mean?
It beats the hell out of me. I don't speak Corp Drek.
Domino, didn't you used to work at Jackalope Fats?
No, that was a source of inspiration. I often went and partied there.
Ah, partied there. That's what it was. Yeah,
just say a party at the Dancing Flask. I know Harry Stone's the event promoter. You know, out there doing stuff.
Yeah, you've met a Sebastian Poole at Jackalope Fats.
Well, that may be his name, but really, who did he look like?
Oh, he wasn't working, but he was a regular there on Thursdays. He was a fan of a mercurial lookalike.
Oh, that's the synth pop stars night. Yeah.
Who did you usually look like on a synth pop stars night?
There's this Drake guy that goes around flying with a runner, Johnny Spinrad or something. I don't know. Something like that. Had to do with coins. I think he's retired. So normally you wait till they're dead, and most of them die pretty young, so you don't have to wait long for him, but I think he's alive but retired.
So where is Domino?
Well, I got invited to a party, and you don't know.
There must have been one hell of a party.
Like, is he just showing up again in our... where we've moved off to, or is...
That's how it's traditionally been with Carlton's games. Well, no, seriously, like, someone's gone, they're just not there, and there's no need for an explanation, and when they're back, they're just back.
Yeah, that's how I usually handle it. It works a lot easier in games where, you know, people might, you know, like Shadowrun, where you might have to take a break right in the middle of, you know, some tricky infiltration. He has been gone for a while, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's there. Just to let you know, we're like in a different part of town now, and we're above ground.
Moving on up.
You know, I've never felt restricted to that underground thing. It's really so passe. I mean, it makes you feel like you're dead, buried.
I kind of liked the water management runoff system in some ways, but I'm glad. I'm glad to be moving up as well. This place is at least a little better. More ways out, at least. And we're currently staying in this... what is it? Essentially gutted frame of what might have been a skyscraper if it were fully constructed?
Yeah, this part of town had a whole government revitalization project. Unfortunately, it wasn't overseen very well, so developers were basically putting up, you know, the shell of buildings and calling it good, but not completing things like, you know, doors or internal wiring or anything like that. Just, you know, to do what they could to pocket the cash from the government for putting up the buildings.
Hey, look, the buildings there pay us.
So you're in an apartment building that was never really completed or even intended to be completed.
Yeah, so not terribly secure, but lots of exits. There's no getting trapped in this place, at least.
Hey. So, hi, everybody. Have you guys seen a chihuahua, a pink one, around here? Because it's part of a scavenger hunt I'm doing in this building. And I thought you guys, you know, it was the same address, and I thought, you know, you could tell me if you've eaten it already.
What do we need to have taken to see the pink chihuahua?
Wait, no, I haven't seen your van. Why are you asking? I mean, chihuahua? What?
Yeah, pink chihuahua.
Is it on the ground?
Yeah, yeah, it'd be on the ground,
like,
I think.
Floating?
Well, I don't know. It could be one of those pink chihuahuas. They hang from the ceiling and you beat it with sticks until it stops screaming and candy comes out of it.
That's a pinata.
You could have a chihuahua pinata. That makes sense.
Yeah, they made ones that scream.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that you... Never mind. Yeah.
I mean, that's how you tell you're beating it well, right? It screams properly, and then when it finished, it's just this fountain of candy.
Barfs candy.
Well, okay. It might just barf it, but I think it comes out everywhere.
Wow. Will you stop talking about candy? It's making me feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, God, that is what screams.
Okay, so you haven't seen the pink chihuahua, so...
No, right, and I don't think we can eat animals, right? I think we have to eat people. Speaking of which, if you're hungry, I got this new van, because, you know, no reason. It's not like we did anything with a truck and needed a different vehicle. So we got this van. I got a portable mini fridge in it now, so... It's pretty well stocked.
Okay. Well, all right. I'd be really surprised if you had my van. A mini fridge. Hey, you know, well,
go back food. And I toss you a paper-wrapped package that's got some meat in it.
I just eat it, package and all.
No, not the... That's paper. Whatever. No, it's fine.
Hey, I've discovered that it really doesn't matter what I chew on. It just... goes through. It's not even painful when it comes out.
Oh, no, it matters. Oh, it matters.
Mikey's just nodding. Speaking of which...
Don't eat the whipped cream.
One of
don't
these days...
do it.
All right, no chihuahua. All right, maybe... So... Huh.
One of these days when we don't have anything important to do, though, I'm going to get us some ice cream.
All right, so no chihuahua, so I'm gonna trust that if there was a chihuahua here, either somebody else came and got it, or you guys did something with it already, and that's okay. I'm gonna go find next thing on my scavenger hunt. So,
is this?
Give me a perception roll.
Is this some sort of weird veiled code about you getting mad about us doing what we
nothing.
Did to your truck?
Is there a default or a skill or whatever?
Mikey gets 3 hits, though he's rather fixated on
attributes.
Yeah, willpower plus logic. Yeah, he's rather fixated on how Domino might react to what they did to his truck.
Yeah, Domino, you think you hear a bark, and Mikey, you definitely hear some dogs on a lower floor of the building.
Does it sound like really high-pitched, like a chihuahua?
It sounds like you heard like one bark, but you also hear like the scraping of toenails on the concrete, and it sounds like there's much more than just one dog.
I think your chihuahua found some friends.
Oh, you guys are holding out on me. You totally had this pink chihuahua here.
He didn't have a pink chihuahua.
You're not mad about the truck?
What truck? Do with a pink chihuahua?
I don't know.
Right, what truck?
Yeah. Okay. You, Mikey, you've got to learn about these things, right? You destroyed the truck, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a flaming wreck.
Okay, right? It's a flaming wreck.
Well, it was flaming. Previously to that, it was gore-soaked and chased by police and on the news and stuff. So, yeah, we set it on fire and left it in a water management runoff system.
Sewer.
Okay, so blood-soaked, flaming wrecked trucks. That's the way it should be.
So I didn't have to clean it that time? Fuck!
All right, pink chihuahua, so... Good seeing you guys again. I hope everything works out. I'm going to get this chihuahua because I really want to beat it with this stick and hear it scream when I bring it back to the party.
You can't beat the dog with a stick unless it's made of paper. She comes marching after you.
I better tag along and find out what's happening. I don't understand it at all, but I'm at least relieved that Domino doesn't seem to be angry about us setting his truck on fire after driving through the streets being chased by police.
It wasn't my truck.
And follows along behind. We might get the beating done early.
It was some head mafioso guy's truck, not mine. Don't worry.
Oh, good. those fraggers are always pushing us around. Of course, they did pay us pretty well for the thing that we used the truck up in.
Yeah, well, I guess he can get another one for his party life. Well, let's go get this dog. Let's go. Cool. You guys can help me trap it, and then we can go play. Pink Chihuahua. So pink. He's supposed to glow in the dark, so apparently that's what everybody says. Of course, it doesn't matter to you guys. But, hey, if you've got these camera things and plug them into your brain like everybody else has, you can see the color pink.
Yeah, I just got cyber eyes. They work much better.
Yeah.
Here, and Mikey passes out some more wrapped parcels from the portable mini fridge. I think we got enough to spare, just in case there's a lot of hungry, angry, scary dogs. He waggles the meat package.
Hey, don't waggle your meat package at me.
What? Well, I've missed you, man.
So are we talking about dogs, trucks, or dicks?
I think all three at the same time, though. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure where you got trucks out of it, though.
Hey, you know what the Cheops Pyramid with these, they have this awesome wrapping paper made from some kind of psychic sentient seaweed. It's really good. But you can just wrap that stuff in it. And then you get this psychic high with it, too, and can see really weird things. Now, I like it because it actually doesn't affect me.
You wrap your dick in it?
You know, that's a good suggestion. I think I'll try that next time with some of the guys.
All right, come on. Grab your meat sacks. Let's go find out what's up with the dogs.
Oh, maybe you can wrap the dog in it.
And, Mikey, as you head towards the hallway, out of the corner of your eye, you catch the a flash of red and blue out a window.
What? Mikey just, like, suddenly goes prostrate on the ground, like, just flat out.
Mikey fell over.
Cops! Fucking cops are here!
Oh, God. Okay, God. I thought for a moment you were assuming the position for me.
What? No! No, I'm never doing that! I'm never doing that. No matter what you think in the moment, no matter what's happening, I'm never ever doing that, okay?
Hey, that's party time. Obviously, this is not your party. You weren't invited, but,
what are we gonna do?
Why would the cops come here?
Right! Because they know we're here. That's the only reason. They're hunting ghouls. We're gonna die. Where are we gonna go?
Out.
Away from the cops?
Shit! How many are there? Go look!
Who's looking?
I go look out the window.
Alright, yeah, you walk over to the window and look out. It's an open window. There's no actual glass or anything in it. Let's see. Outside, you see there is a squad car and a paddy wagon of some kind. You've got cyber eyes, yes?
No, I use the comlink and the headset to capture it on video and see it. So I get the little window thing, and then I'm primarily seeing I'm astrally perceiving, but then I have the little overlay in my brain of what my comlink is showing.
Okay. Yeah, your overlay shows you that it's a paranormal creature. A van, the sort of thing that the city sends out to deal with animal threats in the community. Think dog catcher for magical critters.
Oh, hey, maybe they have the pink chihuahua. We should go look in there.
What?
Yeah, it's like animal control, so that may actually be it. And this is definitely not the strippers, because the strippers don't come in police vehicles. They go away in police vehicles, but they don't arrive in police vehicles.
Okay, wait. So she looks down at Mikey. She looks up at everybody else.
Mikey sort of rolled over and kind of moved into like kind of a hunched, kind of partially sitting position. Up against the wall where hopefully nothing will have an angle on him. He's got his MP5 out. He's sticking a clip of ammo in it.
So you shouldn't go down there for a pink chihuahua, because that's still the cops, and, you know. And she kind of, like, makes a rotating gesture with her finger pointing at her face, you know.
But it's 20 points in the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, but it'd be, you know, 20 years if they're nice enough to lock you up and not shoot you on the spot, which they won't be.
I guess you guys don't want to have a good relationship with the cops, huh?
But, you know, we're, like, wanted because of what we are. So, like, they'll try to kill us before they talk.
Do you have a plan, or are you just nihilistic and suicidal?
Well, you know, I'm just not sure why I should bother. It just sounds very sad to be in this kind of paranoid pursuit state all the time. You should really hold some hope out for a decent relationship. Because, hey, that's what we're going to have before we die. You want to have a good experience, right?
I don't think the cop being nice to me is going to make a difference when they shoot me.
We're wasting time. What are we going to do?
Did you say it was like a dog catcher?
Yeah, I guess if you're going to behave like an animal, they could use this to, you know, capture you or whatever. But, you know, I think they have the pink chihuahua.
But why would they send a dog catcher after us when they sent a SWAT team before to the sewers, remember? What if they're not here for us?
Then it's better that they not see us.
Yeah. Well, what the heck would they be here for?
I don't know, but they're going to find, like, signs of our habitation and the van and Drek. I can't drive it away. They're going to notice. I mean, it's locked up, but that's not going to stop them for long. And there's a fridge full of, well, you know what.
Hey, you know, these guys, all right, if they really aren't here for you and you're pretty sure they're not here to treat you like animals or be strippers for the party, which I can tell you right now they aren't strippers for the party, maybe you guys should, if you want them to go away, you have to give them what they want, you know. And right now you have two choices of what to give them. You could turn yourselves in and then it'll all be over for you. And you don't have to worry about it anymore, which is maybe one way to go. But the other, if you just want to keep fretting and being paranoid and worried again, is, hey, they're here for some dogs, so give them some dogs. So I think either way, we have to go track down this pink chihuahua and offer it to them, which would make me lose 20 points in the scavenger hunt, which is very disappointing for me. But you could do that, and then you guys could go be miserable some more and worry about things instead of thinking about a little bit more happy thoughts. But this could also be the start of a great relationship where if you're helping the cops get their dogs and stuff, then maybe they'll be happier about their jobs, you know, and not worry you so much, and then you have less to worry. So what do you think about that?
Or we leave while they're occupied with the dogs downstairs and not interact with them at all.
I kind of like that idea. But to be fair, I'm not miserable.
I think we should lurk and see if we can find out what they want. And if they're after some dogs, then we help steer the dogs their way. If they're after us, then we try to stay hidden and see what happens. But even if we hide, we're still busted, right? So we might as well drive away.
Okay, so the give yourselves up option is off. So I'll move away from the window now.
I don't understand why you keep bringing up dogs. I haven't seen a single dog, pink or otherwise.
I heard the dogs. They were making dog sounds.
What? Where?
The down there somewhere. I don't know. This place echoes a lot.
There's actually dogs here.
Yes. Like, multiple ones, or there were. I haven't heard them in a while, because I've been kind of thinking about the police instead.
Yeah, I couldn't tell by its bark if it was pink or not.
Okay.
That's well, more then of a tree thing.
So
it sounds like we've got two choices. Go find the dogs, or go away from the dogs.
Let's go find the dogs, and if we run into trouble, we run for the van. Anybody take a minute to grab anything you can't, you don't want to leave behind, I guess. But be quick about it. Sound good? Maybe we follow a crazy man's crazy plan, but I'd like to maybe skulk a bit and find out our options first. If we could actually come to some sort of accommodation with some police, that would be kind of nice, but I think it's going to go badly, and it will all end up in shooting and driving away quickly.
If that's how you choose to go, that, you know, that's how you're going to go.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I mean, it's not typically a choice.
Well, I'm sick of running scared of these fracking cops and everybody else who's going to see me as a freak and a monster that I kind of am. But, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this anymore. Are you guys ready?
I give a thumbs up.
All right. Mikey's basically like there waiting for someone to go first. But he'll get up and assume a more skulking position as opposed to, you know, taking cover in World War II in the trenches position.
Hazelnut will slip forward. Stealthy-like.
All right, you slip forward and head down the stairs towards where Mikey heard the dogs. And, as you're heading that way, you start hearing noises of animals down there as well. The occasional excited yip, the scratching of claws on the concrete.
Do I hear anything that sounds like their confines? Perhaps like I can hear their claws on concrete. Can I hear it on wood? Could I hear the jingle of chain link or something? Or
no chain link. No wood. Actually. Yeah, occasionally there is a bit of a scratching on wood. You think it might be coming from that barricade that you set up down at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
You slowly creep down the stairs and eventually peek around a corner, and you can see the glowing forms of a number of dogs, maybe a dozen of them.
Jeez.
They are in the basement, in the parking area where you've got your van parked. It looks like they're paying most of their attention to the van, sniffling at it, occasionally pawing at it. One of them jumps out of the back where you left the door open.
Oh, shit, fuck!
Few black labs, German Shepherd, Sheepdog, pit bulls, some that are just, you know, kind of mixed breed, who knows what they are. And one little pink chihuahua.
there it is. Oh, and awesome. Gosh, you guys have really, really helped me out here. That's like 20 points.
All right, we got to get to the van, grab the chihuahua, get in there, close the door. I guess any dogs that tag along for the ride, they're free to come along, right?
No.
Stand out, though. Their auras are brighter, and their eyes are glowing like burning coals.
I want to motion for everybody to go back up the stairs the way we came. Whether anyone listens to me.
Heaven points to one of the glowing ones. I want that one.
Mikey, seeing Hazelnut's gesture, will quickly back up and away, trying
to
be stealthy.
Doesn't look like the dogs have noticed you yet.
Well, if everybody comes quietly back up the stairs with me, it is up there that I would like to very quietly inform everybody that I think there's a chance that the police brought the dogs here, not that they are looking to find the dogs here. But they brought the dogs here to sniff us out, and they found our van, and we need to leave. That's what I think is going on.
Shit, those are police dogs?
I don't know.
Do you guys have comlinks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've even got the trodes hooked up, so
don't
check it out, and I send a text.
Yeah, because it's quieter. It's how at the clubs I talk to people, because the music's really loud. And then we just use our comlinks to talk.
That's really nice, but can we focus now, please? We're trying to figure out how not to die from the police dogs and the police.
Using the comlinks to not whisper loudly would help.
I
don't either.
Oh, right. That does make sense.
Well, you just get some trodes.
I don't have any trodes right now, so I brought everybody up here so I could whisper.
Okay. Yeah, well, all right.
Don't you have cyber eyes, though? Because, like, those, you can have a display from your comlink on your eyes. It's pretty easy to set up. I mean, whatever. It was hard to set up.
I just had to talk
up,
to Wyatt, and we got some dogs downstairs, and I think they're sniffing us out, and we gotta figure out whether we're leaving or not.
I think the plan is to run for the van and drive away really fast before the rest of the cops catch up to it, right? Or should we creep away and just let them have the van?
I think they should just let them have the van. But I don't
think we got that van.
I didn't.
We could burn the van.
Can we not make a habit of doing that?
I don't think there's any point to it. Like, we had the actual reason that made sense to burn the other one.
Oh, all right.
But,
I mean, you don't need a reason to burn it.
What are we going to do?
Well, so can you get in the van with all those dogs there? I really want the pink one.
Yeah, we should be able to run past them and get in. Unless they attack us. But then we've got these, and I waggle my meat package at you.
You know, you're just sending me signals.
If he gets the pink one, I get the glowing one.
Yeah, sure, but, you know, toss some meat at any ones that seem aggressive in your direction, and we ought to be able to run for the vehicle. And then we drive away with the police chasing us again? I don't think this is the best plan, but I don't have a better one.
Man, I really miss... This sounds like there's going to be a lot of adrenaline here, huh?
Well, we need a distraction. Can we do a distraction? Maybe get them, like, chased somewhere else? Maybe we can lead the dogs off somewhere else. They can search some other building.
But you want to be quiet.
I want to be not dead or in police custody, okay? Those are my top priorities. Being quiet typically is in alignment with those, yes. But I'm open to suggestions. We have to do something. We probably have seconds, if not no time left. Ah, why are there always so many fragging cops?
I think maybe there's only three or four.
They smell your fear.
Yeah, I'm, you know, actually I think a lot of cops are kind of that way.
I know. It's part of why I'm so terrified of them.
Yeah, most of them really want to be tops. I can run to the van and drive it. I can help with this plan.
All right, let's go. Unless we're doing something else, but let's just...
Okay.
Mikey sort of tears open the butcher's paper so the meat's easily to hand should he need it to distract a hungry dog. All right, let's see if we can get through this without making a bunch of noise. He sort of shrugs with a parcel of butchered meat in his left hand and a submachine gun on the right.
So those glowing dogs aren't like hellhounds or something, are they?
Yeah, those the ones with the glowing eyes, too.
Mikey stops. Oh, fuck, what? What? Shit! Do you think so?
I mean, a couple of them are magic, I think. That's what the glow means.
Right, right. But the chihuahua isn't.
Dude, why are you so obsessed with this chihuahua?
It's 20 points.
It's a game.
Right. Yeah? You know, if I win, I get to choose what flavor of cake we get.
Flavor of cake that you can't eat.
Yeah, but then there's this guy, a couple guys I'm really into that they like some flavors.
Forget I asked.
You know, it's for the after party game.
I don't want to hear what you do at the after party. Forget I asked.
Well, okay. Well, you want to know why the flavor mattered.
So I don't know how in the anarchy rules this would work necessarily, but basically Hazelnut's going down the stairs, and when we get to the point where we can see them, I basically want to cover us and target the dogs with a chaotic world spell if they should start to notice us en masse. So kind of like holding my action, I guess.
Okay. So, are the group of you sneaking up on the dogs, or just one of you at a time?
Currently, I picture Mikey as sort of, like, clinging to the wall in the stairway ever since somebody brought up hellhounds now. Just a whole new thing to consider being afraid of. So, he hasn't decided what to do yet, and no one's quite nudged him into action since. So, he's sort of watching to see what happens when people go first.
Domino's, like, stretching his legs, because he's getting ready to run.
All right, I guess it's Hazelnut leading the way. Are you sneaking down there, or?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
why don't you give me a sneaking roll so we see if you can sneak up to a pack of dogs.
I'm not sure what my limit is, but I got 9 hits on 14 dice.
There's no limit.
Yeah.
That beats their 6 hits on 9 dice.
That was a really good roll of yours. Holy shit. Cool. So, you said they're around the van, though. I don't know how you get into the van without alerting the dogs that are looking at the van.
Yeah, you get down to the basement level where the van is parked, and okay. It looks like the dogs, there are a lot of them there, and they're sniffing around. They found something interesting in the van, but...
I wonder what it could be.
Yeah, you know, some of them are jumping in and being crowded out by others. Like I said, there's, you know, a dozen dogs here. It's a lot of dogs for one van. The sheepdog is standing kind of off to the side and staring at the group of them, while the little pink chihuahua is standing on top of the sheepdog.
That's not normal.
They don't appear to have noticed you.
All right. I will look back to the rest of the group and hope they are right behind me.
Doesn't look like it.
Damn it!
Hazel and Paul are pretty close.
Thank you. As the others are getting into position, I guess Hazelnut's gonna grab her her comm and, like, text the group. I think the sheepdog and Chihuahua may be one's a mage or a spirit? Question mark.
Okay, I'm coming. I send a text. Just quickly and easily through the trodes and come creeping down. So now what? Over text.
She's going to make a big, like, there it is motion with her arm toward the van. And I'm going to hold my action to cast Chaotic World on the dogs if they should notice us.
A pit bull jumps out of the back of the van. It's got a package in its jaws. And as you watch it, it starts chewing on the thing and shredding it with its claws. One of the other dogs comes up and then takes the other side of it and starts pulling on it, and they get into a doggy tug of war over it. They're growling and ripping at it and, you know, bending the package back and forth.
Okay.
Food!
Shush! Hold up my wrapped parcel that you gave me. We should all chuck these at the back pack of dogs and then run into the driver's seat and go.
Mikey nods.
Ready.
Are we counting to three?
Hazelnut chucks her wrapped package into the vicinity of the pit bull.
I run.
Mikey says, shit, fuck, and throws his too.
And I'll run after Domino.
All right, the dogs have noticed you now, and they start barking. They are, let's see. Yeah, so you guys are all running towards the pack of dogs around your vehicle. Hazelnut, yeah, you can hop right in. The dogs are kind of barking and growling, and none of them are charging at you or immediately attacking you. The one that you threw the package at kind of jumped up and away from it. It apparently is not used to having large packages of meat lobbed in its general vicinity.
He's supposed to fetch, you stupid dog!
So if I can get in, I want to scoot over to the other side right away so I can potentially get the window open and cast if I need to. But, oh, wait, the back door is open. Never mind.
Yep. Yeah, you hop into the driver's seat where the door's open there and scooch over to the passenger side. Who's leaping in right after her? Heaven?
I think Heaven was closest to being hot on her heels.
Yeah.
Which I think.
Yeah. All right. And then I believe Domino, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm gonna run and try and snatch that pink chihuahua off of the sheepdog.
And Mikey is running toward the van and kind of looking over and watching him running toward the other dogs and wondering where he's going. Doesn't quite comprehend.
Do you have any kind of dog handling or unarmed combat related experience that might make it easier for you to catch a dog?
I have close combat skill and athletic skill.
Why don't you pick one of those and describe how you are trying to snatch up the dog. The sheepdog, as you run at it, runs back warily. You know, it doesn't want to get caught by you, and the chihuahua jumps down off of it and is running as quick as its paws can go away from you.
All right. How does edge work here?
You can use the... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. You can pre-edge and post-edge if you want. If you pre-edge, that just means fours are hits. It doesn't add an extra dice. Well, fours, fives, and sixes, not just fives and sixes. And then if you post-edge, you get to re-roll your failures. If you do it both together, the fours count on the re-rolls, too.
Okay, is this going to be... I assume it's going to be agility and athletics.
That sounds good. And if you're pre-edging, you use the letter E instead of an exclamation point.
Yeah, how does post-edging work again?
The same as the other way. You click the exclamation point.
Oh my goodness, then I'm totally going to do both.
Yeah, so, you don't add your edge pool to your roll.
Alright, so pre-edge is 3E?
If you're only rolling 3 dice, do you have like a agility of 2 and an athletics of 1?
Exactly!
Okay. Well, there's one hit, so you can roll 2 more dice with an E to post-edge it if you want.
Darn it.
No joy.
Well, is one hit enough to catch the chihuahua? Probably not.
Probably not. I'm going to pet it nicely as I fly by it into the van. So I'm running by. I go, here, chihuahua, here, chihuahua. I promise you a very nice Vuitton purse. And then I like kind of get low and scrabble after it. And then my hand just brushes the top and I pet it nicely. And then I like sprawl into the back of the van.
All right. In the back of the van are a couple of pit bulls, a black lab, and two German shepherds.
Whoops.
The German shepherds are the ones that are glowing brightly on the astral here, and they stare at you with their glowing coal-like eyes as they growl.
Good dog. 13 out of 10 would pet again.
And I think we should probably go into initiative at this point.
It's a Ken!
Hey, Zeus.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
I just noticed something amusing in the anarchy stats for Hellhounds. I guess it kind of makes sense. Hellhounds have a heavy weapons skill.
Does that mean you could build a backpack with like a flamethrower on it? No, they've already got one. Well, how about a missile launcher?
Yeah, I mean, in theory, they could launch their own missiles if they didn't want to use their flamethrower attack.
Nice. We have got to befriend these hellhounds and get the missile launchers.
I mean, my plan is to befriend the hellhounds just because, hellhounds, why wouldn't you? I want a dog that breathes fire.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to headlock one into submission, and then when it wakes up, befriend it.
I can see how no way in which this could go wrong.
Yeah, you just have to weaken it and then throw a Pokeball.
Hey, what's a few burn scars when you get a hellhound out of the deal?
All right, so we're on initiative now, right?
Yeah. And if you want to put your initiative in, anybody want to fill him in on... I can do it. So everybody was hanging around in your little building out in the crappy part of town, and then somebody was looking for a pink chihuahua, and you heard dogs, you went to go look for them, and spotted the paranormal catcher outside with a squad car. Down in the basement, you discovered a pack of about a dozen dogs. A couple of them look like they are magically active and could quite possibly be hellhounds. Amongst them was also the aforementioned chihuahua. Everybody made a run for the team truck that has been spray-painted over as a new delivery truck. To, leap into it and escape from both the dogs and the police. Unfortunately, some of the dogs were actively involved in scoping out the packages in the back of the delivery truck, and they were still there when you jumped in. At the moment, there are, let's see, 5 dogs in the back of the truck who seem to be unimpressed by the fact that a bunch of metahumans have just jumped into it with them. 2 people in the front, 2 people in the back. Where are you going, Jesus?
Jesus is probably a backseat kind of guy.
All right, jumping into the back of the van then?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Okay, so they got the... Let's see, I believe it was Domino and Mikey that jumped into the back with Hazelnut and Heaven in the front, Heaven in the driver's seat, and...
Oh, fuck! I'm the one who knows how to drive!
A pit bull growls in response to your interjection. And let's see. Jesus, you need to roll 46 and put it into the initiative.
Okay.
As you hastily make up stats for your missing character sheet.
I was going to say rule of 12, but yeah, maybe rule of 10 for anarchy. 10 in the character-defining stuff.
10 is pretty high dice pool, yeah. I get 12 with my specialization in close combat as my highest dice pool, but everything else is 10 or lower.
Yeah, I was pretty good at hacking, but close combat I wasn't that great at. I think I had like 8 or 9.
Yeah, just make stuff up. Whatever. If you're creative enough, you might be able to hack the dogs in some way.
Good luck with that.
I mean, there's always like collars and chips and things. And
looks like Jesus is going first.
Do I need to roll surprise as I jump into the back of the van and there's dogs there?
Oh, no, you guys knew dogs were involved in this whole situation.
Okay.
I mean, you may be personally a little bit startled that, you know, there are four angry dogs in the back, but, you know, it's not going to affect you initiative-wise.
Yeah, if you had considered that an unlikely scenario, you would have been deluding yourself.
So I'm assuming I'm already in the van?
Yep. Three of you are in the back. There are five dogs here. Looks like they were in the process of shredding some of the packages, and they are now looking at you guys and growling.
Yeah, there's a portable mini fridge in here that I was recently bragging about that was packed with meat from our recent excursion, our cleanup job, you know?
I will take some of the meat from the mini fridge and throw it out the back door and say, "Get your meat, Pedro!" And hopefully they follow the meat out the back.
All right, you lob some more meat out the back. Then Heaven, at 10, what are you doing? Oh, actually, Jesus, before we get on to Heaven, can you roll... I'm sure you know this off the top of your head, but do you have an animal handling skill of any kind?
Yes, I do not.
All right, well, let's roll your charisma for me.
Okay. Take a wild guess at charisma. I think was pretty low. Let's call it a 2. One hit.
Two dice. Cool. Okay, and Heaven, your turn.
Heaven is going to just clamber over the middle seat or console or whatever, and into the back.
This is a big like UPS truck type thing, so it's not really a, you know, you can basically just kind of stand up and walk into the back.
Oh, even better. Still probably pretty crowded with all the dogs and whatnot. But she's just going to kind of put one of the glowy dogs in a headlock. And let me figure out my unarmed. Okay, 1 second. Oh, only 2 hits.
This might be a good time for Edge, just saying. I'm not sure how much you've got.
Yeah, probably. Oh, hi, puppy. Okay, so 3 total hits.
That's enough for one net hit to nice. Grab the dog.
Just to be clear, you took that edge from me, right?
Sure, of your offering.
I sure was.
All right, awesome.
Less record keeping for you.
Edge. Well, I've got one personal edge. It's easy enough to keep track of.
Awesome.
All right, so I'm good.
Well, I Let's am trying see, to put Anarchy. It unconscious.
Okay, Anarchy doesn't have any particular grapple rules here, but I'm going to call the dog basically grappled by you. So instead of doing damage this turn, you're going to have basically immobilized this dog. And in future rounds, you can try to knock it unconscious.
Cool.
On its turn, it will be able to struggle to attempt to escape in some way.
Right.
Speaking of which, on its turn, which it is now, it is going to attempt to... Oh yeah, you can feel it vibrating with anger underneath you as the growl from within its throat leaps out almost as a tangible presence in your mind as it uses its fear critter power.
Oh god.
Let's see, it gets to reroll 2 dice on its intimidation roll.
My God.
And it gets no hits whatsoever on 8 dice.
What a sweet puppy!
Oh, yeah, its growl just
I'm just going to give it a dog? Noogie.
Looks at me weird.
Is there any other dog stuff going on?
Yes, yes, there. I'm just looking up what the other dogs are going to be doing. Let's see. One of the dogs is taking a running leap. The black lab is taking a running leap out the back of the van.
Yay.
And catches the flying slab of meat in midair as Jesus throws it out the back.
Hey, good puppy! Nice catch!
Yes, as you train it, that human meat is tasty, good stuff.
This could work out.
Let's see. There are two pit bulls and one Flammenwolfen left. Yes, that's my pet name for them. I'm sure it's not accurate German, but... Let's see, we've got Mikey, Jesus, and... So what did you get as your initiative?
11.
All right, you should be going before the dogs. What are you doing, Domino?
Well, I want to see if I can figure out what motivates these dogs.
Do you have any appropriate skill for that, or just using your imagination?
Finally, these points I put into dog psychology are going to pay off.
Nope. I just have, I have negotiation. So, do they want dead meat or live meat?
Here's the thing. There is no animal handling specific skill in Anarchy. So, technically, any social skill could be used in an animal handling form.
Yeah, I'm totally going to allow you to roll negotiation with these dogs.
And I get to re-roll two dice on these tests, so I just do the 2R?
No, just roll two more dice. Normally you would do 7R2 within the brackets to do that all at once, but, you know, in this case we'll just do it manually.
So, two hits.
Do you want an edge to re-roll that? Because I have one and I can give that to you.
You are a team player.
I am a team player.
I'll totally accept edge. But go how does it, that, which just, one do I re-roll?
Nope, you just
you
manually
would
roll
five
dice.
More dice. So that's four hits total.
That's much better.
That is pretty good, and I think with four hits on your negotiation, I am going to rule that, yes, you realize that these dogs are hungry, and you are able, with a suitable application of the packages of meat from the fridge, to lure them out of the back of the van. And both the pit bulls and the unencumbered Flammenwolfen are lured out of the van without incident. They begin ripping open the packages and chewing up the tasty meat. The other dogs in the pack outside of the van join them and also begin, you know, moving in to pull off bits and chunks here and there. You notice that the sheepdog is sharing its chunk of meat with the chihuahua.
All right, that's awesome. Isn't Heaven like wrestling with one?
Yes, she is.
And
they have tried to leave with the others, but she's got a good hold on it. Doesn't look like she wants it to leave either.
Okay. I assume that's a that action or thing for now, right?
Yep. And the dogs, distracted from the people who had surrounded them in the van, are enjoying their tasty metahuman steaks.
Is Heaven going to eat that dog?
I am not going to eat dog. I am going to keep dog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good, because Mikey was just about to say, don't hurt it. Anyway, he looks around and, you know, probably helps toss some packages out as well, and then realizes no one's driving, and this is a good opportunity to start doing that. So Mikey's going to hop in the driver's seat, fire it up, but kind of drive away somewhat slowly, so I'm hopefully not making much noise. Maybe the dogs will cover the sound of our... driving escape, and ideally I'm going to try to get out of the opposite side of the building from where the cops were parked.
Oh, but before we leave, I'm totally luring that pink chihuahua in.
How are you luring the pink chihuahua in?
I'm gonna get a packet of meat. I'm gonna go up to the sheepdog. I'm gonna hold out the meat, and I'm gonna look from the chihuahua to the meat, and you know, which one do you want, buddy?
All right, give me another negotiation roll as you attempt to lure the chihuahua away from the pack.
Without
getting an entire train of dogs following you.
I am not stopping the vehicle for anything, but I'm not driving away terribly quickly either yet, so...
Is it R for the reroll, or E you put in?
R, so like it would be 5R2 if you rolled 5 dice and rerolled 2.
But I think we skipped Hazelnut.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
She always goes last. But yeah, Hazelnut, what are you doing?
I guess it depends on what the dog's response to him is.
All right. Let's see. Domino, you got 4 hits on your attempt to capture the chihuahua?
Yes.
You're able to get the chihuahua's attention, and it definitely looks like it's willing to accept from some food from you, but it doesn't look like it's willing to, you know, hop into your arms or anything like that. You reach out tentatively, and it skitters away. You're going to have to succeed on some sort of perhaps a close combat roll or athletics if you want to grab it against its will.
No. I'm going to use con now and say, oh, I got a lot more meat. Trying to communicate it to it.
I'm not sure the dog is going to fall for your lies. And technically, they're not lies. But, yeah, the dog is... You could probably get it to follow you, but getting a hold on it is going to be, you know, not something you're going to be able to convince the dog socially.
Text comes in from Hazelnut. Want me to stun it with magic?
I just give a thumbs up behind me in the general direction of the van.
I will target that little dog and cast my nicest, safest stun bolt.
So you're going to brutally knock it unconscious in the most humane manner possibly?
Yes.
All right, give me the spellcasting roll. As you lash out with your potentially deadly magics.
You're so evil. Oh, gross. That's 2 hits on 13 dice with 1 reroll.
Ouch.
I think maybe I will use another... Well, okay. How the hell does stun bolt work anyway? It's not like... Does it ratchet up the damage like it does in 5e?
Yes. Net hits
okay.
add the damage.
Yeah, no, that's fine then. I don't even know if it's going to work, but...
What's it resisted by?
Strength and willpower?
That sounds right, yeah.
Pew!
I mean, how strong is a chihuahua anyway?
Exactly!
Well, it got 1 success resisting you. So that's 1 net?
Yep.
What's the base damage on that? Is it just 1 per success, or is there a bonus on there?
No, it's got a big chunk of damage, actually.
Damage of 8S / AA. I don't know what AA means.
That means,
but armor.
Yeah, if they've got armor, then each net hit is a point that gets through past the armor first, but if it's not armor, then it's just... If there's no armor, then it's just net hits for damage.
No, chihuahuas have no natural armor. Not even pink ones. Alright, yeah, you... Domino is luring the chihuahua away from the others, and then it... as it's... taking dainty little nibbles out of the slab of person that he's holding out to it, the chihuahua suddenly goes rigid and then just kind of keels over sideways.
Oh,
poor Pinky. Domino will take care of you, and I'll like scoop him up and go, "Oh, you poor doggy, here, have some meat."
Is it still alive?
The van is still slowly creeping away from you.
I'll run for the van and dive in.
All right. And meanwhile, back in the van, the Flammenwolfen is attempting to struggle free from its captor.
Well, we can't have that. I want my own Flammenwolfen.
Let's see. Let's call it close combat plus agility. And why don't you give me a close combat roll to maintain control on the dog?
Oh, for my narration driving, by the way, I rolled my stealth skill, and I got 3 hits on my stealth driving.
I got 6 hits.
All right. You have a good, solid lock on this dog.
Hush now, puppy.
It occasionally
whimpers.
And part of your good solid lock is one hand locked firmly down on its muzzle so that it doesn't get any ideas.
I really can't think of a more effective, like, a way to establish dominance. I'm going to give you a hug and close your mouth, and you're going to sit there and take it.
I mean, we determined that we can use social skills as animal handling, and what am I good at if not intimidation?
Right? That's awesome. What a good
basically
dog.
Basically what she's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure that is a totally, you know, reasonable way to train a dog if you're scaring it.
Maybe it is when it's already, like, used to being the alpha hound.
Blam and
to be the alpha hound.
Blam and Woofen are a different breed.
All right,
you slowly creep up out of the basement, up the ramp, and onto the street on the far side of the building from the per animal control van.
I'm going to weave, hopefully, if they haven't seemed to follow me, I'm going to actually, like, go right down into the basement parking of the very next identical building over and make my way gradually across the town a little bit that way. Going from basement to basement. I'm going to try to find, like, connecting tunnels wherever I can, because I'm pretty sure they built in some of those, and I'll spend a plot point to find one if I have to.
Why don't you give me a navigation roll, or an appropriate alternative skill?
Can I help with survival?
Sure.
Yeah,
there are definitely basements like this, but finding ones that haven't been claimed by anybody else, maybe...
Holy crap, 5 hits on 8 dice.
I'm going to rely on Hazel's assistance, or Hazelnut's assistance in directing us which way to go. I brought up some suggestions, like, any tunnels down here?
Oh, down here, you go down here, it's just past that barricade. Oh, this is, the paparazzi were closing in, and we took this, our driver took this tunnel, and I don't know what happened, but we didn't see them come out.
Does that mean I should go left
or
right?
Yes, go!
She waves you on the way. Is that good or bad?
Alright, so I do what Hazelnut tells me to do as best as I can interpret.
Alright.
She advises you on pancake makeup.
Alright, with newfound knowledge on how to cover any blemishes on your face, you manage to travel across this area of town without running into any roadblocks or anything else that might interfere with your travel. Where in particular are you going?
Away from the police. That's as far as Mikey is thinking at this point in time.
I'm going to spend a plot point, if this is all right, to have that discussion about the paparazzi and the pancake makeup having looped around in the various quarrels and curly cues of Hazelnut's brain, to have reminded her of the time that her manager put them up at a quote-unquote safe house away from the paparazzi. It's this little bitty cabin that's just outside the city proper. And she can direct us there.
So you're heading out into the desert.
This can't possibly go wrong.
Are you thinking mountainside desert or flat plains desert?
Probably mountain. I'm thinking at some point it was a fancy place, but it's extremely small and has probably not been lived in for many years and is probably a hole. Hence the plot point. If it were a fancy place with room service, then I'd probably have to have spent at least 3.
Hey, that's the place where Suki Redflower was held hostage in Suki versus the Bandit 7.
It is! I can't believe you know that.
Well, Suki's famous. I can't quite pull off being Suki, but a lot of her, like, love interests are popular at, the place I work.
Wow.
Do you think they spotted the van? I don't think they spotted the van.
Dogs spotted the van. That was obvious.
Not the dogs. So, what's this place like? Which way do I go?
She'll direct you there.
I want to state for the record that now that I see there's a real dog chihuahua, that I'm completely opposed to whacking it with a stick and treating it like a pinata. Just saying.
We weren't gonna do that unless it really was a pinata.
Well, are you sure?
Yes.
Technically, it is full of tasty treats now.
Oh, like a foie gras sort of thing?
Ah.
Force feed them a bunch of metahuman meat and then kill them and eat the meat afterwards like an absolute savage. No, oh, no. We leave that level of savagery to humans. Chihuahua foie gras now. Oh. What an awful concept.
Okay.
Yep. Your fridge is about half empty now. You used up most of that, or all that meat, distracting the pack of dogs.
There were a lot of dead goons there.
Hey, so remember what I said about wrapping the meat and that weed stuff? That would actually help hide it from dogs.
Huh.
It covers the smell.
Well, the fridge is supposed to do that too, but if they get in and open the fridge because they're magic dogs...
Well, maybe you should have your fridge tell your comlink when it gets open.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know that's what the comlink is for, to tell you when people take those like 4 a.m. snacks that they shouldn't be having. You know, when you made those special mimosas for the morning and they go in and drink them in the middle of the night, you want to stop that happening.
I mean, this food's for all of us.
How does a comlink help with that?
Well, it tells you, and then you can go deal with whatever problem. I like to know when it's being open, because that usually means they're in some kind of mood and not being happy or something if they're snacking at 5 a.m. when they should be really waiting for the sun to come up and have that breakfast. So
yeah.
Then I know to bring like the uppers or downers or whatever. I bring the full kit and then, you know, then
yeah, so I got
put them in the right mood.
I got notifications set up for when it opens, so don't open it over and over again, please, because it'll just spam my email input or whatever, but oh, cool, I can dial in the temperature. I should turn it a little bit colder. Well, the battery's draining fast out here. I guess we'll need to plug it in somewhere in a couple days or so.
So you're saying if I want to annoy you, I should open and close it all the time.
Hazel Nut nods vigorously.
Well, the other thing you do mostly, and you probably aren't doing it because you're getting this meat from some unregulated place, I bet, illicit meat. But if you didn't have illicit meat, it would actually have indicators in it telling you about the freshness and stuff in it and how much was left. And it could tell you when to reorder and stuff.
Yeah, I handled the butchering myself.
Yeah, so you didn't put, like, the tags in it that you should have.
Why would I do that?
Well, then when Heaven keeps opening the door and taking things out, you could tell whether it was the meat or like, some other thing else in there. And not, but I guess with you guys, it's only meat in here and nothing else, so that doesn't matter. But when I'm at a party, you know, with other people, they don't eat the meat, so I want to know whether they're taking my meat or their meat, and, you know, that's important.
When was the last time you went to one of these parties?
I'm always at a party. In fact, this is the first time I left a party for a long time. Since the time before that I left a party, which is like I woke up on the ground, you guys were there. In fact, I think I don't want to leave parties anymore because I end up with you guys.
We're a very strange alternative to parties.
Maybe next time we can all go to the party.
Yeah, that would be much better, to be at the party.
All right, well, do we make it out to the,
Yeah, it's, described as a cabin, but, you know, it seems like, your friend Hazelnut has an odd, understanding of what a cabin might be, or perhaps, she ran in a different strata back in the day, because this cabin has, or had, you know, 3 bedrooms, and, you know, has a nice overview of the city of Las Vegas. At some point, it may have been a you know, celebrity retreat, but it looks like the security fencing has been bashed down at some point, and an external garage was crushed by, well, it looks like a bulldozer, but you know, who knows what it might have been.
Oh, actually, that fence, you can see that in Suki Redflower 7. What happens to it?
It wasn't pointed that way in that.
How do we know this place is going to be safe? Because it seems pretty nice. I'm kind of thinking we might want to move in and fix up the garage.
Well, it's all fake and, you know, not up to code because it's a movie set. Trid set.
A movie set? It was a location.
Yeah, a location. You know, they do them cheap.
Well, given our track record, it'll last about 2 days
before the cops show up.
I don't think they saw the van. I think we're free and clear.
At least for now, maybe.
Let's check the place out.
Hizmet will flounce toward the cabin.
Hey, so what have you guys been doing while I've been partying?
Finding places to live and getting kicked out of them.
Oh, you know, I get kicked out of parties all the time, but then we just go to another one.
Well, that's what this place is.
These don't seem like really good party places, unless you're in some kind of horror meme thing.
Yeah, I don't party.
This isn't a place to party, it's a place to live.
You know, we had all that time driving out here, where you could have made an alternate suggestion if you've got a nicer location. By all means, I'm completely open to relocating. This place seems pretty good compared to the places we've had to sleep in, though.
Mikey, most of the places I go, they have, like, cops on the outside, or inside even.
Yeah, frag
that. At least they're dressed like cops.
This is...
This is the fragment of Ritz, then. If you could just accept, like, cops are, like, part of the landscape, and they're there, and a natural thing, I think you'd be much happier.
And yes, there better. Are natural predators.
Well, if you can get them to a place like this in a particular soiree, and then you can get them doing things they shouldn't be doing, oh, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, here's some numbers. I've got, like, all of these little arrows from these guys or girls. They all do it. There's some that are, like, specialists or whatever. They bring a whole, like, cages to it.
What?
Anyway, here's these numbers. You call them. They're all good. So, you guys are just... What have you been doing?
We did that job where we cleaned up a scene where there were a whole bunch of incriminating dead bodies and got a lot of food and actually pay out of that. That was when we had to drive away from police in the middle of town and set your truck on fire afterwards, though. So.
I got shot in the back with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. How are you feeling, anyway? Did that go away?
Yes, it went away. Thanks to that doctor.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Oh, yeah, we've been doing errands for a doctor for, like, peanuts, or effectively no pay, or the most minor of favors.
Or just getting my life saved.
Dr. Winters, right?
No.
What?
Dr. Winters is dead.
Oh, well, that's why I haven't seen him for a while, I guess.
Ah, wow, it's been a while.
I think Mikey murdered Dr. Winters.
I totally murdered Dr. Winters.
Oh, is he, like, in the fridge?
No, I gave what was left of him to Jesus to finish up.
He was pretty tasty.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, so I'm gonna have to maybe find another doc or something, huh?
Yeah, the other one, Dr. I don't remember
Feigl.
His name.
Feigl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess kind of owes us, but he's also, like, not comfortable with the...
He's straight-laced.
Yeah, so he's just likely to turn us in as help us out, especially if he finds out what we're actually responsible for doing.
He's been just fine to us, and Mikey doesn't like him.
Oh, so, like, when you go for treatment, you don't actually tell him, like, how you really caught that disease. You just say, hey, I don't know why I get those green spots over
there.
No,
it's more like, hey, that doctor that doesn't come by and help you out anymore, it totally isn't the one that we kidnapped and murdered and ate.
And all the rumors about ghouls attacking cops is totally not us.
Right, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Wow. I thought those were just the normal stories, but it sounds like you guys, you know, Mikey, if you leave the cops alone, they usually leave you alone.
Yeah, they tend to fire the first shot.
They don't leave us alone. I don't know what magic party princess land you were living in, but it's not like the actual reality. Do you actually believe these delusions of going to parties and places where there are cops and people not trying to capture and murder you? Like, where do you actually go?
Well, mostly it's the places on the strip.
Bold wreck! There's no way you're wandering out on the strip without having people, like, shoot you or chase you with police and dreck like that. You're making it up.
No, you just don't walk into these places off the street, but yeah, you just get up in a limo and you get there. Man, you gotta be like a VIP on the list and know people, and then you go in, you skip all that crap.
We can't do that.
Yeah, why not?
Because we're ghouls.
What? Because there's a citywide manhunt out for ghouls?
Yeah, there's no way you've actually tried that out since picking up on our condition. Have you?
Yeah,
have you really?
Oh, totally. You just gotta be on the list.
Okay, I gotta see this. Let's drive to one of these places where you're on the list and just get into one of these places. Stroll on in and not get killed by cops. Let's do this.
So, the problem is, you're not my entourage. You know, like, if you were my entourage, then you could all come along. But I'm usually the entourage. That's what I do to get on lists, you know.
I knew you were making it up.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. I'm sorry. I don't mean to mess around with whatever coping mechanism you've got to get through this. I don't mean to take out my frustrations on you. I'm sorry.
You have a tendency of doing that, Mikey.
Yeah, I'm
like gonna, everybody.
What? No, I don't. Just him. This time. What? Like when? No. Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go check out where Suki Redflower had like that bedroom scene. It's got to be around here somewhere.
Knock yourself out, buddy.
Mikey, your comlink pings.
Oh, like, God, who wants what now?
Like, he jumps a bit and checks a message.
You've got a message from the university. It's titled Student Loan Default. By dropping out, student is no longer eligible for scholarships per subclause 16B of the undergraduate contract. The full payment is now due, including late fees and interest. And there is a large 100,000 karma listing at the bottom.
Good luck collecting on that. Oh, look, they want to collect my student loan payments. I don't think I match their biometrics anymore. I delete the message. So, are we going to follow up on that thing with your sister next?
Yes.
Because that seems kind of important.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I found something important out.
The dog growls and struggles some more.
The bedroom that Suki Redflower, you know, that scene, famous in Suki Redflower 7, that room's totally not in this house. That must have been some other set, not this one. I'm really, really disappointed.
I think they tried, but the lighting wasn't good enough, so that was a soundstage.
I would explain how all those guys would fit in there, because I thought this house was too small for that gang.
Plus, Suki's voice didn't echo like they wanted it to.
Alright, so when I gotta take this pink chihuahua back to get my 20 points for the cake flavor, should I just call a cab?
Should we drive you? Where do you have to drop off the dog?
Well, it's the Cheops Pyramid. Up in the penthouse is this party. I have a deck out there.
Huh.
Well, why don't we all go?
You're not on the list.
Just put us on the list, man. You know this stuff about a list. Just add your names.
Is the list on a computer?
Why don't you add us to the list, Jesus?
Yeah, it's on the Matrix course. What else would you do?
I will put us on the list.
But maybe we should do this after we follow up on the other thing, because I think maybe finding out about Heaven's sister is a little bit more important than the Chihuahua. I mean, the Chihuahua can come, but...
Whoa. Heaven has a sister?
Heaven's got a sister?
Yes. Jesus, you were supposed to be searching for her.
Yeah, I'm totally doing that.
Hey, so, Heaven, is your sister in trouble? Well, we gotta help out right away. Forget about this Chihuahua.
You, she points a finger at Domino, stay away from it.
Is she single? Is she hot?
She's I haven't seen her in a year. She's gone missing.
By the way, did you make friends with that thing yet? Is it going to be safe around us? I'm pointing at the hellhound.
It's still occasionally giving a half-hearted growl.
Can I just do my intimidation to try and cow it into submission?
Sure, give it a try.
Assert my dominance.
I think maybe it might be like something you might want to consider spending karma on if you want to make it a...
I can do that.
...aspect of your character, like make up a special shadow amp or a gear thing or a contact. I'm not sure. I think a special shadow amp would be the coolest, but...
That would be awesome.
Yeah, why don't you, do you have enough karma saved up to buy an amp?
I think so. I don't have an updated version of my sheet at the moment. I don't have access to it. I have to open it on a computer to get to the updated, but I think I have enough karma.
All right.
I haven't
been plus the karma from today, you probably will.
Yeah.
So let's, why don't you spend your karma and get a shadow amp of a, your very own Flammenwolfen.
Yeah.
And we'll have to figure out what effect that has in Shadow Amp terms. But of course, narratively speaking, it's, you know, it's a
home we have around.
Yeah. It's so cool!
Best day ever!
This is probably me coming into all of my characters, but I've had multiple characters get animals on jobs just because they were there. I got a Cerberus Hound on one character who was a street samurai slash face. So she had the charisma for it.
If things had gone somewhat differently in the combat turn, Mikey may well have tried to invite all the dogs to come in the van so they could all drive away together and help get them away from the cops, too. But this is much more viable.
It's probably better to just have one dog go with heaven than all dogs going to heaven.
That was
awesome. I can't even be angry at that one.
I'm just sorry Josh wasn't here for that.
I'm just looking at Shadow Amps, but what you might want to do is just pick out what benefit you want the Flammenwolfen to have and just say that's what your Shadow Amp is, because you can buy Shadow Amps that like give you plus one attack or plus one defense or something.
Yeah, could have it be something that gives you extra dice in close combat, or sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking something along the lines of bonus dice or reroll dice for intimidation, perhaps, and then maybe eventually giving bonuses in combat. Like an upgradable thing that you know, starts at one level and then goes up if you spend more and more karma on it.
That sounds cool.
Sort of like how Cyberdex give bonuses.
And there, we got a name for him, Cyber.
But anyway, we can deal with that later. For now, it's a dog that you have successfully befriended and are plying with a tasty raw metahuman.
Yum.
And again, I'm sure there's no way in which that can go wrong.
Of course not. Why would it?
I toss the pink chihuahua at the Flammenwolfen and go, yeah, you guys hang out together. Let's go help find Heaven's sister.
Yeah, Faith Jackson, she's got her name on... Somebody remind me. I had it, and then I lost it.
Sebastian Poole? No, that's not it. Is it?
That was the person who was connected to her sister. And out of character, then that's also the person that Domino knows. Right?
There's a Sebastian Poole guy, right? He had something to do with or might know where she is?
Faith was her sister.
Yeah, Faith is my sister.
Anyway, I don't know if that's a real name or can we track him down? Does anybody know how we're going to find him?
Well, he likes to, you know, be Johnny Spinrad every now and then.
I don't even know what that means.
It's called roleplay.
What?
What?
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
You dress up as, like, maybe you would dress up as Suki Redflower. Yeah?
Are we even talking about the same thing?
It's where the place is, where this guy is.
I don't know what anyone's saying anymore. I'll just go drive the van. Tell me where to go.
Well, if it was Thursday, we could check out Jack Rabbit Slim, as he might be there.
Jackalope Fats.
Jackalope Fats, sorry.
What day is it anyway?
Non-copyright intruding on there.
Mikey checks his comlink to figure out what day it is. It is Thursday! I spent a plot point. It's Thursday.
Hey, they've got great milkshakes at Jackalope Fats.
Yeah, for like a 50 Nuyen milkshake.
But it's the best 50 Nuyen milkshake you could get.
Not Fuck anymore, it is.
I'm going to get one. I didn't have the whipped cream before. I'm gonna have my ice cream, whatever experience. I'm just going to make sure to...
Don't do it at the restaurant.
No, no. I'll get one to go. I'll save it for later.
Okay.
I'll plan this, you know. I'll stick it in the fridge. I'll crank up the settings on it. We might have to thaw some of the meat if you want to. So don't bite into it right away for a little bit.
Actually, I like chewing on the crunchy bits. But, you know, if we're going to go to Jackalope Fats, I'm going to have to... You're going to have to dress up. Or I'm going to have to dress you.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, you look like a ghoul.
I can fix that part.
What?
I have magic.
She waggles her fingers.
I can make us look like we're not ghouls, but it's not going to make us look, you know, all fancily dressed or anything.
Are you sure? Most of the stuff that I've seen you do with your magic has been kind of, zappy?
I never said it would be comfortable.
That's worth a try, I guess.
Moss, over not. I mean, she did make us look normal to go to the dancing flask.
Oh, yeah, that didn't hurt. I kind of forgot about that. Good point. Yeah, we don't even have to do that because of the magic. Oh, that's been a big, rough day. I just haven't been thinking right lately. Too much running from the police.
The other thing is, I mean, you got the cyber eyes, so you're okay, but I just... wear big sunglasses and some shiny gloves, and that takes care of most of what I need.
All right. You think the dogs will be okay in the van?
You know, you could, like, hook the van up to your comlink, and then you would know what was happening in the van. Just like the refrigerator opening and closing in the meat, you could have the doors of the van tell you if they were being opened and closed and who was getting in and out. And then you might have known the dogs were, like, raiding your stash.
What? Oh, okay. I think, I don't even know what to do with that information. Sorry? Could you set up my van so it works how it's supposed to, then?
Well, I'm just saying the doors could be... did you turn that off? Because normally every car, like, I get into, the doors kind of tell you, like, they're locked and not locked. Yeah. And
I think most of the stuff is set in, like, a silent mode or whatever by default. Jesus went through and retooled the thing after I stole it. We stole it. Somebody stole it.
I'm sorry, Jesus. Did I mess up some kind of prank?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Okay.
All right, well, get in. Let's go to the restaurant. Meet the Sebastian Pool guy and find out what he knows, or make him talk. Maybe having a scary dog in the back of the van will be an asset for that.
And I'll put a physical mask on the party once we get in the van and we're going.
Fire in.
All right, I'm driving to Dagnabbit Flats.
Jackalope Fats, yeah.
Jackalope Fats. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, Ken, I don't know if you heard me before, but I've wrote a short story for an upcoming Shadowrun. That's going to be an upcoming Shadowrun book, and the Rigger character is named Flats.
Oh, cool.
He doesn't get much actual screen time, but I just thought that would be a cute little reference to pop in. Also, there's a reference to Portal Wars if it stays in there.
Nice!
I'm not sure what will survive editing, but...
nothing survives editing.
If it does, then, you know, Portal Wars will be canon.
That would be extremely cool.
I know of a marriage proposal that survived editing.
A what?
Someone got into one of the books in a marriage proposal.
Oh.
Wow. I'm glad it survive editing, because that would have been very unfortunate for the proposer.
Last minute name change. Oops.
Do you know if it was accepted or not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome, then.
You know, it's not necessarily good, but it was accepted.
Oh, okay.
Is this a personal story of your own? Is this how you proposed?
No. You know, when Julie and I got married, we just went to the Chapel of the Bells in Reno, took care of it. That's how romantic we are. It was a drive-through.
Nice.
Well, I think this seems like a wrapping up point for the session.
Yeah, I was just going to ask how folks were planning on dressing up for the event and then call it a night. So what
magic.
Did you want to look like?
Physical mask doesn't do clothes. There's a separate fashion spell for that, and I don't have it.
Oh.
You know, Domino has costumes for everybody. We could stop by somewhere.
Yeah, because Jesus got to look good.
I think we all got to look good, or we just won't get in.
I guess I'll let Domino dress me. It better not be a dress.
Mikey picks out something with frills and the like a frock front of the collar and sort of lace at the end, sort of a neo cyber foppish.
Nothing like neo cyber foppish. That just sounds cool.
Yeah, really really tight pants, high heel shoes, manly high heel shoes. Well, you know.
I figure manly high heel shoes must be usable as a weapon, so they're like, you know, spikes.
They're kind of like thick and heavy. They've got these somewhat tall platforms, I guess we'll say. And yeah, they look like they could be used as weapons. But yeah, he looks like he might fit right in on more of a glam night, I suppose, than the synth pop night. But kind of going for a sort of a vaguely Mozart look, a little over the top, maybe. But
anybody else have anything especially fun they plan on wearing?
Hazelnut will wear whatever Domino picks out.
Well, you can go as Suki Redflower.
Okay.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to the Arcology Podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Arcology Podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. All other works mentioned in this podcast are the property of their respective owners. Original content of the Arcology Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 unported license. So if you use any part of the show, please give us credit.